Hi all, it's your old friend Jack, and I'm going to start out by announcing that I'm ignoring the Shmata Queen, because she deserves to be ignored, and she hates it. But that aside, let's get into the topic at hand, and the topic is smartphones. So I've owned a series of smartphones over my smartphone, or I should say cell phone career, which sounds sort of odd. Been a bunch of Blackberries, I had a Droid X, and I recently upgraded to the Samsung Galaxy Note 2, which is by far my favorite phone. I love this thing. It's some people call it a phablet, which is supposed to be a cross between a phone and a tablet, but it really has been just a tremendous resource because I use it for business and for pleasure, if you will. It does a number of things exceptionally well. I'm very pleased with how fast it is. I love having the stylus when I want to jot down a note as opposed to type it in. And it also has the Android speech-to-text function. And it's been working really, really well. So I noticed something the other day because I started to try composing posts that way and writing. And it's interesting to me to see the difference between writing when I dictate into the phone as opposed to just writing by typing. I need to do some research on this, but I suspect that when we do that we're using two different parts of the brain, because what happens when I type, and I write, most of the time it's silent to everybody who's around, except for the stroke of the teeth. Let me back up. I don't talk when I write. I might listen to music, but I'm just writing. But inside my head, while I'm typing, there's an ongoing conversation. I can hear the voice of the characters. If it's me, I'm writing. My thoughts and ideas. I can hear my voice speaking, and that all takes place inside my head. And there's sort of a rhythm that goes along with it. However, when I try dictating, the rhythm is off, and it feels a little awkward and somewhat stilted. So what I haven't figured out yet is the reason for that, and I can't, I just started thinking about it recently, so I've got to do some more research. But the question I'm asking myself is, am I feeling awkward and uncomfortable because this is new and unusual, not unusual, but just new to me? You know, is it sort of similar to starting a new job? You got to learn the ropes before you really get comfortable. Or is it happening because it really is a different part of my brain that I'm using as opposed to whatever I use to write? Again, my gut says that these are two different sections of my brain. So I guess it's probably a good thing to try and use more than the 0.5% I currently use. But it's I find that sort of stuff interesting. And it leads me into all sorts of other areas that I'm... some of which I probably will share via post later on. But one of the other things to sort of mention here is people tell me all on a semi-regular basis, you know, either via email or in person, when we talk about writing, that they have trouble coming up with topics. And honestly, I just don't understand. If you're having trouble coming up with ideas to write about, you're not thinking hard enough. You know, I don't mean for that to sound rude or obnoxious, but there is so much out there. There is just so much different material, and so many different topics, and so many different angles, and it's just a matter of putting your mind to it and thinking about it a little bit. So that's what I've got for you now. Work calls. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that, and I'll see you around cyberspace.